So this is the transcript of my context setting for the February 2024 PRL Practical Relational Leadership course. I transcribed the live audio, and then I updated the transcription, and then because there was so much more and because the audio wasn't good, I re-recorded it all. So this is not live, but it is derived from a live event. It includes the history of my work with the PRLs, the business opportunities of this work, including running your own PRLs or participating in the Authentic Singles Project, the importance and relevance of context, including the very important question of the right amount of context to present in beginner groups, the root context of circling and how circling distinguishes itself from most other transformational modalities, and some comments on a recent workshop I attended with Mickey Kashtan and NGL, the Nonviolent Global Liberation Movement. Section heading, My Presencing Check-In. So presencing check-in is what we do at the beginning of all the groups. Sometimes we do a shorter check-in called the presencing check-in. In other groups, we do a full check-in. So here's what I said in this group. I'm a bit tired, but kind of on an incredible roll right now in a lot of different ways. Very powerful circle last night at Namaste. That's my on-the-ground developmental group here. These are people that I have trained and have come into community together, and the results have been just absolutely extraordinary. I dealt with some very heavy anger directed at me last night by one of the participants, and I dealt with it, I wouldn't say perfectly, but I dealt with it professionally. So that was kind of a milestone in my professional career, actually, what happened last night, and I'm still buzzing about it. So I'm generally up-leveling, and we'll talk about that as we go. Section heading. So what's going to happen structure-wise in this PRL? Let me begin by describing what's going to happen structure-wise today and in the next four sessions. And then I want to talk about the business opportunities here, which is important. And then I will give the overall context for circling and also talk about the general problem of context setting in circling, which is thorny. So today I'm going to do the context setting. Ideally with context setting in your own groups, keep it to 15 minutes, but I don't promise I will do this today. 15 minutes would be great. After that, we're going to do three focus circles. Three of you are going to get focus circles today. And then we're going to do checkouts, and that'll be it for today. The second session will do the same thing, so three more of you will get focus circles. The third and the fourth session will revert to the standard format for these groups, which is we'll do a full check-in and we'll do an aliveness round, which you'll learn about. The aliveness round is a negotiation of our time together. This is a co-created space, so everything we do together, we negotiate. And then the third and fourth sessions after the aliveness round, we'll do the main circle and then we'll check out. Section heading, the business context for the PRLs and related ventures. So let me give the business context because that's important to know up front. This is the seventh PRL I'm offering in Mexico, three on the ground and now four online. I've been doing these things for years, but not professionally. When I arrived here in July of last year, that would be 2023, I ran three on-the-ground PRLs in two communities, Namaste Village and Villa del Angel, which were very successful. In January of this year, last month, I ran three online groups. They all went well, although with some challenges. One of them has actually gone into a self-led, peer-led circle, which is my goal. When people start to drop in really powerfully and deeply, they don't want to stop. And they particularly want to continue with the same group of people that they started with. So one of the groups has gone into peer-led, which fills me with joy. Literally, I'm feeling joy right now as I am sharing this with you all. This is what I want, and that's a potential for this group as well. If you all want to go into peer-led at the end, that's cool by me. So that's one possibility. There will be a monthly meeting for all of the PRL graduates in which we'll break out and circle each other as well. That's another new thing that's happening now. That happens in the first Tuesdays of the month at about this time. And I hope that as many of you as can will come to that group as well. That starts in March. I'm really wanting people to take this way of being or this way of circling out into the world and lead groups. There are income opportunities there for any of you who want to take that on. I may even be able to find clients for you, by the way. You don't have to do all the marketing for your groups. I have possibility of getting you clients if you want to learn this particular system or way of circling. I'm very curious whether the success that I am having here has to do with me or whether it has to do with the format. But the success I'm having is extraordinary. It's particularly interesting in intentional communities or people with pre-existing relationships and for the formation of developmental groups and or groups coming together into a shared business project. There is a developmental intent here which is maybe stronger than what you will find in your average circling group. So we want to take this into the world. I'm wanting you guys to take this into the world. I'm involved with Mariel in a very exciting project called Conscious Singles, or maybe Authentic Singles. Not quite sure what the brand is yet. Hopefully we're going to be launching Conscious Singles in Toronto in the next month or so. Conscious Singles is bringing authentic relating into sexuality. Sexuality is the number one currently monetizable opportunity for authentic relating in the world. People are dying for this. I'm quite excited to say that. It may sound a bit arrogant or inflated, but I'm going to say it. People are starving for this. So I'll take an impact round on that in a moment. But first, let me talk about the problem of context setting in the teaching of circling. Heading: the problem of context setting in beginner groups. I'm going to run the circle as a training circle for you all to actually start your own groups. So I'm going to give you the context that you will probably want to share with your new students, even though some of this you may know already and may not be interesting to you. I'm just going to give it to you because you may need to repeat it to your students. Now, this is a problem because I very frequently get feedback in groups that I talk too much. So people are not necessarily interested in context, particularly beginner groups. They just want to practice, and I can totally understand that, and I think they're right in that some of the context that I have been giving in the past is not especially relevant to them, such as the history of circling. They don't care about the history of circling if they're beginners. And actually, I'm not going to talk about the history of circling because you'll find all of that in Relational Power. So I don't need to tell you the various lineages and how and where I fit into this or not, etc. So I'm reducing the context setting to an absolute minimum. I'm calling it the minimal viable context because of the feedback that I'm getting that I'm boring, essentially. So does all this make sense? And we'll do a reflection round on what I just said. And if there's no reflections, that's cool too. Now, heads up that I do like to have fun in circles and I make jokes. Some of my jokes are better than others, but I think you will appreciate the intention and feel free to do the same. Heading: the root context of circling. Now, once again, what I'm going to do now is the context setting for this practice we call circling. What I would call a circling introduction context setting or leader format. Not necessarily for you to hear, since you already know this presumably, but for your students to hear. You might find it interesting regardless. And then we'll do the three focus circles. Now, the focus circles is the core of this work. The focus circles are the core of this work. It's a very powerful practice, even with beginners. A lot of people will be blown away by their first focus circle. The more inexperienced the person is, the more time they're going to need in the focus circle typically. If you're really good and you're in a strong circle, you can get deep transformation from a 15-minute focus circle. You will all have about 20 minutes each, so make good use of it. I will describe the context for focus circling after this, and then I'll stop the context setting recording and we'll just get to it. Okay, so I need to take three or four breaths here. This is both true in the meeting and true right now as I'm recording this. So that's a couple breaths for me. I think I'm on point here, but I fear that I'm rushing. So circling is a presence practice. The practice is extraordinarily simple in theory and infinitely complex in execution. The idea is that we return again and again to what's actually happening in the present moment, and we reveal that, we share that with truth and care. Truth and care are the two dimensions of love. I may talk about that another time. They are the masculine and feminine poles of love. You can read Relational Power Chapter 4 for that. This is theoretical context and not necessarily important to share, but it can be interesting. Theoretical context is not directly important to share, but it's good to name it in case people want to go deeper. Section. Compare and contrast circling to other developmental modalities. So what's important to realize is that this practice is extraordinarily rare. In most schools, therapies, communities, philosophies, religion, spiritualities, when you go to a teaching, you're going to get a lecture presentation. You may have a discussion around that lecture presentation, which is somewhat relational. At least you get to speak. And depending on the training, you're going to break out and have more conversations, which is very relational potentially. However, it is expected that the core of the teaching is presented in the lecture presentation that you can simply listen to, take it in, absorb it, integrate it, model it, and then go out into the world and do it, and your life will be transformed. And from my perspective, this is simply comical, or maybe a tragedy. I mean, the thing is, it does work somewhat, and good content is always inspiring. But the deep work for me, and where the value is in what we call authentic relating, which is basically investigating the nature of the relational space. It's experiential, it's emergent, and it is extraordinarily powerful. The only, and I mean the only, way forward into any kind of deep developmental work is to do the work. Even the important teachers realize this. But to do the work in almost all these systems, you have to buy into the advanced courses of the particular teacher or modality. So that's the only way you're going to get the support that you need to actually do the work. So in effect, what you're buying into all these teachings is really the community, with the teachings being a kind of add-on rather than the main dish. Except that it is typically not presented as such. And for me, this is a bit of an out of integrity. It's presented as, here's the teaching that will save your life. Or maybe, here is the teaching that will bring you the love and success and inner peace that you want and free you to give the love that you want to give. Even the Buddha realized this, the importance of community, in his concept of the Sangha, or the community of practice. However, the Buddha created a system before authentic relating existed. I think that the model and ideas of Buddhism are sound, or practically effective. However, Buddhist and Tantric communities worldwide have existed for 2.5 millennia without the benefit of AR. Without AR as a fundamental context for community, a community tends to wander sideways at best. And more often than not, it turns into a total shitshow. These communities tend to become perfect platforms and breeding grounds for narcissistic leaders. This happens less in Buddhism than in some other places. I actually don't know the reason for that. Maybe something in Buddhism that is inherently democratic, as in, quote, the community is the Buddha, unquote. The Buddhist concept of Sangha mirrors this idea. Anyway, that's a longer story. I call this the problem of cult psychology. We'll get to that later. Section heading. So what is circling really? Let's return to circling for now. In circling, the present moment trumps everything. But what's interesting is that it's not exclusive of other ways of being and other ways of relating, including lecture presentation, or sharing perspectives, sharing developmental models, or what I call coaching. I'll give the coaching distinction next time because that's another very important piece of context. Coaching is not circling. Coaching is sharing perspectives with another person with the desire to improve their lives or give them something that will be useful to them. Coaching is something like quote-unquote fixing, but it's not really fixing because it's very useful. But it has to be approached with great caution in circling because it's not circling. It's sharing your perspectives with someone in the hope that they will be useful to them. Circling is just revealing your present moment experience with something. The important point here is that circling is not exclusive of coaching. Circling is not exclusive of any important aspects of human experience and human communication. It's not exclusive of sharing ideas, perspectives, plans, hopes, dreams, visions, etc. There is just the overarching context in circling that when we share, we reveal what I call the context for the share, which is the thoughts and feelings that are driving that behavior or that communication. So that's the context for circling. Section heading. Case study. Mickey Kashtan and the NGL movement or nonviolent global liberation. I could stop there, but let me give one example at the risk of oversharing. So I was in a group with Mickey Kashtan last week. She has a framework called NGL for nonviolent global liberation that's of great interest to me. It's an extension of NVC into the area of global transformation and social justice. And it was sort of typical of these teachings that I'm talking about. There were maybe 20 or 30 people on the call. Mickey would give a little piece of content, very good content, she's absolutely brilliant, and then she would take feedback from the participants that were essentially her focus circling that participant. And there was a pattern that emerged. Mickey would talk for a bit, someone would chime in, Mickey would focus circle the participant would start to cry. And then she would give another piece of content or a reflection to the participant. The next participant would come in and would start to cry, and so on. This was the pattern. And that was intensely frustrating to me because in a group of 20 or 30, you can't really drop into the deep connection that I'm talking about. You can only do what Mickey is doing, which is you can lecture, present, and then focus circle the participants. This is very different from what we're doing. So the unspoken context of Mickey is this. Okay, this is her show. She's going to teach and she's going to do focus circles, but we're not going to talk about the context here. Now, I could have spoken up and said, hey, Mickey, here's what I'm getting. This is your show. You're giving content and you're focus circling the participants. They start to cry and then we move on. But you know what? I'm not sure that I want to cry. I'm not sure how I fit into this and I'm not sure that I want to perform for you all. But that's a whole other story and that will take us into my stuff. I really don't know if my stuff is relevant here or would be welcome. I think that it might be, but I'm really not sure. I am an authentic relating fanatic, and for me, anything less than authentic relating tends to be a bit boring. I am embarrassed to say this as it probably reflects my own arrogance and self-importance. I'm also afraid that you're going to give me negative feedback or shut me down. I mean, this is your show. You can and should run it however you think is best. I could have said that, but I didn't want to do it because I was one of 30 and I was a newcomer, and I don't want to take the attention onto myself for an intervention that may or may not have been useful. I was also scared. Next time, however, I might. And at this point, Michael commented, I'm wondering if Mickey would make you cry. And I said, Inshallah, God willing, crying is a good thing. Crying is beautiful. I love crying. Okay, good. I don't think I have anything more to say at the moment. Let me pause for a moment, and we'll do an impact round on all this.